Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I think they'll hit the over. Why do I think they'll hit the over? Well, one, six, asking them to win six games is not the world, for crying out loud. Two, I go back to 2020. 2023 was a different story. You had to throw the ball around. That was nuts. That was a wild time. 2020, line up, run the ball. Yeah, you don't have Nick Chubb. I get that, at least not right now. Hopefully they will, even though, I don't know, Lima's saying I ought to just move on. Like I'm the mom in Saturday Night Fever. And her son's not going back to the church. Anywho. They'll line up, they'll run the ball. They'll get in 12 personnel. They don't have many wide receivers. They got young quarterbacks. Hold on to the ball. Run the ball. That wins you football games in the regular season. That can keep you employed in the regular season. If you can put together a run game in the NFL that's decent, it doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever, even though Nick Chubb's one of the greatest running backs we've ever seen in a Browns uniform. If you can put together a running game that's even decent, you can win enough games to keep yourself employed. At least for another year, depending on where you're at in your contract, right? They'll win more games because they'll eliminate turnovers. They won't shoot themselves in the foot. They will lose. They'll lose more than they win. But this will not be, if they can run the ball, this will not be that bad. So they're planning on running the ball. They took two running backs and they got two young quarterbacks. They're planning on running the damn thing. So they're going to grind these things out, hopefully let other teams beat themselves by turning the ball over against them, and they'll win a couple of games they shouldn't. They'll get blown out a couple of times. That's what happens too, but they'll win a couple of games they shouldn't.
I guess, Kenny, like everything you just said makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. That is within, you know, the sweet spot of a Kevin Stefanski coach team. If he doesn't have to adjust for a quarterback coming off an injury that was supposed to be this and couldn't do this. Like Kevin Stefanski just running his stuff. Everything you said just makes sense. But what we never factor in these discussions is when the season is going to go off the rails, when you're on to quarterback four, yeah, and when everybody's got a foot out the door, which happens in almost every one of these situations. We're not the Steelers where we can always hover around 500 no matter what.
I understand that.
We've just never been that team. We're the team that when stuff starts going south, it seems like an impossibility for the team to finish up strong.
I don't know if it's going to finish up strong. I'm just letting you know what they're planning on doing. You got two young quarterbacks. One can throw the ball through the wall, but he's 5'10", so I don't know if he's going to be able to torque up and have enough time to let it go. Shador, we know about Shador. You're not going to want to put them in high turnover situations. You're going to keep their confidence up. Keeping your confidence is turning around, handing the ball off, getting a second down and six. And then hopefully getting yourself to third down and manageable. And then moving the ball, keeping the ball in your hands, and getting it to two possessions by the fourth quarter and putting the pressure on the other team. Because now we have, how many great quarterbacks are in the league? Three? So if you're going quarterback to quarterback, there's going to be plenty of times where you're taking on a dud. Okay, let's see if you can lead them to victory with two possessions left and one timeout and 7 minutes left to go in this game. We'll put the pressure on you to see if you can do that, because I'm willing to bet you can't do it. More on that at another time. Bill Belichick's a legend. Ain't no way I'm sending my son to go play for this guy. This is from last Sunday, CBS Sunday morning. This is...
I'd argue he's more of a legend today than he was before the story came out.
Their report, this is... Go ahead, hit the audio everybody's talking about.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the flaw.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
See, you kind of have to tell us how you met, because now my mind is going to race about how you met, and it's not going to go to great places, to be honest with you.
Think about the whole... Absolutely, first of all.
I'm not going to say anything I'm thinking.
You don't have to go in depth about
it.
I think everyone knows what
church.
You're putting out there.
I'm saying I'm thinking church.
Yes. So think about what's happened here. The hold that she has on him. That she, when did they meet? A couple of years ago?
They met on a plane, according to him.
Okay.
In all honesty.
If you were waiting for the definitive Bill Belichick book, you finally got it, and you want to hear about the Super Bowl run, when it all started, the defensive coordinator stuff, coaching Lawrence Taylor, all the way up to Dynasty, Tom Brady, how it ended, the secret sauce of all of that.
Yeah.
He's already written about her in the book. She's
the
made the book.
She's muse.
She has a reference in the definitive
there you go.
Bill Belichick autobiography. Already in there.
But we can do
she
this.
Was when he won his first Super Bowl as a head coach, she was 2 years old.
I can do
she's in the book.
How they I can do this how they met for the rest of the show. I can't. Because I have to ask. You ask, I ask, we gotta ask. Would I let my son go play at North Carolina right now? If I had no other choice, obviously, but that's not the exercise. If you're able to play at North Carolina, you probably have a choice. Bill Belichick's a legend, and I should be dying to send my kid to go play for Bill Belichick. I'm going to go send my kid somewhere else in the ACC, and I'm going to hope that he plays well enough where Belichick in an interview afterwards or a press conference afterwards go, I like the number 20.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Funny. I like that kid. And then he mentioned your son. I'll let him play at NC State. This whole thing, it's getting to shaky wheels stuff. Like, I've been saying, hey, you say whatever you want to about the guy's girlfriend and his personal life. They still got to line up and play football on Saturdays, and he could still go 9-3, and that's a successful year, depending on the talent that he has. But it's seemingly shaky, and, like, Mike Lombardi got a call and then hung up, and it's getting weird. And when you're getting back to Mike Lombardi land and Matt Patricia land and all the other stuff, where I know Matt Patricia isn't there right now, obviously, but when you're getting back to all the old thoughts, it wasn't successful at the end. And I don't think that they're going to be too terribly successful. And so what's the worth of it? If you're not going to be able to do it, then I'd rather just be in a better program somewhere else. And if you can prove that it's a good program, maybe we could transfer out. But nah. No. Nah.
By the way.
I don't need to be a part of this part of the legend's life.
Think about the fact that Shador Sanders is being criticized for where's his focus. He's got all this media stuff. Bill Belichick is selling a book right now. He's got this 27-year-old dictating everything.
24.
Or 24. Wait, she's only 24?
She's only 24.
Oh, so she wasn't even born when they won their first Super Bowl. And she's in the book. Think about that. If you are going to criticize Shador Sanders for being unfocused, how focused of a first-year college football coach does it look like Bill Belichick is right now?
That's a hell of a point.
Like, is anybody wondering what the hell he's doing?
Are you really comparing Shedeur Sanders and football to Bill Belichick?
Yes, he is.
Football?
It's a great point.
He's never coached. College football before. Bill Belichick. A different sport.
He's still Bill Belichick.
What does that
he's
got to do with
the greatest coach that is in this lifetime.
And one of the greatest taskmasters who have ever lived. No days off. Eliminate all distractions.
Hell yeah. Does this now not he's look taking like a distraction? Few days, and that's cool.
Yeah, he's taking a few days.
Cool, brother.
And if he were still the old Bill Belichick, the younger Bill Belichick, I would send my son to him. But if you're telling me that there's distractions and you're telling me there are days off, no. I don't want to be around you. Give me a guy like Dave Doran, who's working his ass off every single year to try to stitch together a team that can win 9 games at NC State where everybody wants him fired. I want a guy who's really fully in on it. Give me somebody else in the ACC.
How much time is he even spent?
Don't send him to North Carolina.
I'm not
Chapel
talking
Hill.
About the Sun. I'm talking about comparing Shedeur Sanders and Bill Belichick in football.
I can imagine me being excited as a Belichick fan. I am. But I think what Lima said is true.
How much time is he even spent on campus?
This guy's working out and talking to kids here in Cleveland, Ohio. What's the other guy doing? Defending his
muse.
Well,
he was obviously talking to a kid on an airplane, and now they're dating.
Got Greg Anthony, who joins us at 8:25 this morning. Yeah, I think you just answered your own question with that statement right there. Shedeur Sanders isn't nearly Lima. That's a hell. Do Champions Pose. That's a hell of a point you just made.
I hate it.
But I will send my kid somewhere else. I mean, it's maybe not my choice. Maybe my kid makes a choice. Right?
I hope your kid gets one D1 offer from Bill Belichick, and you go, you can't go there because he dated a girl.
I would seriously consider.
His kid's going to go to John Carroll instead.
No, yeah. I would look at it and go, fine.
And then he'll be a coach in the NFL for 40 years.
I'd have to question going, this guy's never been a college head football coach. He's offered my son, who does not have any other D1 offer. Does he really know what he's doing? Does he really know that? Because more than likely, my son is going to play his first year. So maybe this isn't the best situation
for him.
Have
you seen his...
You know some of the guys that have only had one D1 offer and are in the NFL right now? Josh Allen?
Yeah, I know that.
Have you seen his coaching staff?
Yeah.
I try not to look at that. I'm looking at
other
things.
It's a who's who of putting the band back together.
I mean... just Natron Means.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
We got Jamie Collins. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we do have Mike Prefer.
Yep.
We do have Mike Prefer's daughter does a terrific job on the local news. She does a great job. Matt Lombardi, quarterback's coach. We know about who the GM is, Mike Lombardi.
Yeah.
Not to mention we've got Steve Belichick. Who is what the coach in waiting?
I can't wait till you get to the inside linebackers.
Former
coach.
NFL defensive coordinator Steve Belichick.
Yeah, you're talking Jamie Collins.
Bob Diaco is the defensive line coach. He's nuts. Brian Belichick. He's his last name, and then you got Jamie Collins as your inside linebacker coach. I mean, Freddie's your offensive coordinator.
Now, wait a second.
Do we need to say more?
If Pops is dating a 24-year-old,
yep.
Should I be scared?
Don't. Hey, man, you know, some guys date girls who are a lot younger. I told you about my dad's girlfriend. I came upstairs and go, hello.
Is she good at recruiting?
We'll find out. I mean, signups are open now for Streetsboro Youth Football, so I might need to go.
Oh, who you having help you with that? Getting any cool videos coming
in? We'll see. We will see.
I can't wait to tell those great Cleveland Browns fans who their champion
shut up.
Reaching out to. I'm not
there's
good
fans
at Ken, that's
there's
you.
Other fans in the town as
you
well.
You do yours your way, and I'll do mine my way.
I want to prove to everybody how much I love the kids and I love the program. Thank you very much.
You love one guy in particular.
I do not love him, but I'm willing to do what's necessary because I love the kids and I love the pro. I love Streetsboro too damn much. It's like the guy who poisoned the trees. He had too much Bama in him. I got too much Burrow in me.
Both have gold in their color scheme.